Modern Black Man Podcast.
2021, I made a decision to leave my success and to forge a new path and to create a legacy. I'm 3 years into this experience, and wisdom has been gained. Every poor relationship that I've had from the past, I've shed. Every sour connection that I've had, with the exception of one, a professional one, has been shed. With a massive purge, I find myself in a position to begin again, to start anew, to create new connections in a new place with a new hope. This episode is one where I salute myself and acknowledge other people that I refuse to blame, while also refusing to ignore their betrayals. I've never met anyone that I've needed to set up to fail. Professionally, I realize that I am unwilling to palliate, to downplay, to dummy down, and I'm not palatable for everyone. I'm not successful for others. My drive and my motivation and my desire to be successful are entirely within me, to serve the greater good. And I refuse to be coerced professionally. I've had enough professional experience and resistances to understand that comfortability comes in control over me. I had to gain perspective, and it's been incredibly resonant for me and very clear that accountability is not my deficiency. I can very clearly, plainly see areas that I need to improve upon and develop. With that being said, I can see where excuses aren't allowed for me in particular circles. And that's really given me the success that I've experienced the last couple of years. I had to soberly evaluate things and counter to my intuition. I don't think I have enemies as much as certainty and biases against me. Because at the end of the day, I'm a talented, creative professional with experience in career counseling, training, marketing consultancy. I've been in several roles to help people transition, develop, and plan. I've consulted in various environments. I've demonstrated and developed skills in preparing individuals for development. I've led training programs. I've organized several fairs and workshops, and I've provided counseling to improve achievement And the results, completion rates, speak for themselves. My personal interests include hosting a health and fitness podcast, traveling, powerlifting, tennis, and pickleball. And my passion is to help individuals develop themselves and achieve their goals. Nothing that anyone can do can change who I am at the core. And there's no amount of negative feedback that will really degrade my core competencies. As far as me personally, my inability and my resistance come from personal vendetta and bias. Because like I said, I absolutely, resolutely refuse to be coerced. I don't give a fuck about losing an opportunity, about jeopardizing an opportunity, or alienating people. Because the skills that I have are stronger and more competitive than my desire to have an ego. It feels good to know who you are, but it feels better to be competent and embraced, celebrated, and acknowledged. Because a true professional isn't somebody that is bullied. A true professional isn't someone who's at the mercy of others. A real professional is someone that has skills, abilities, and talent. And that's who I am. I've never been jealous of anyone. So the thing that makes me who I am is my loyalty. I will remain loyal until the end. And if I'm being honest, I'm grateful that I have a spirit that is so loyal, because it gains perspective of truth and certainty in most events. I'm not saying that I'm never wrong, but I am saying that I've learned, observed, and seen people at their absolute worst and their moments of need. And my kindness being extended provides me inclusion into their unique humanity. And it makes me closer to God. To make all this short and quick, succinct, is that Jesus was betrayed. Jesus was betrayed by everyone. In the Last Supper, he told most of them to their faces that he knew they weren't loyal. I'm not at that point in life quite yet, because I realize the people that have lied to me, betrayed me, and failed to remain loyal to me always smile. They always want the continuation as if there was loyalty. And like I said, it brings me closer to God, because this is a human condition. This is how we as people are wired. We don't ever want to give up our purity. We don't ever want to give up the position of righteousness, even in wrongfulness. Briefly, we are human. We are sinners. We are broken. We're not perfect. but we like to present or be accepted as if we are. With these experiences, whether it's jealousy in friendships, covetousness, I've experienced it all. I've made mention many times before that my habits are not to be betrayed by many people. I always keep my focus and my circle small to be betrayed by the same few, so I can have that point of certainty. And in the evolution of these facts, it's interesting what it does to the ego and to confidence. Whether it's someone sleeping with the same girl and not wanting to admit it, whether it's someone being jealous of your successes or your relationships, whether it's weakness and insecurity or inability to support me, I'm able to gain a certainty and perspective because I don't make friendships with many people. I've always kept my circle small and I just observe. Whether it's doing a podcast with, you know, fatter, older, balder, middle-aging men that don't have platforms of their own to simply shit on mine or to have meaningless, drivelous conversations about nothing, to deviate from the interest of my primary or targeted demographic for the season. I always remain humble and loyal, and very rarely will I confront. The reason for this is very simple. That closeness to God. I don't think I'm perfect. I'm certainly not blameless. But I realize that humanity is very fragile. We feel a certain way about ourselves that we don't feel about humanity. When we direct this energy positively, we are much more like the divine than like swine. This isn't a theological lecture or sermon, but the thing that had kept me protected and safe for decades is being able to observe, gain my wisdom, and largely be unnoticed. At this stage in life, at this station, and for the mission that I am invested in currently, I don't feel a pressure to win. There's certainly a desire, and I've invested and I've acquired. But in an effort to gain stability, I have yet to reveal. And intuition and wisdom tell me that that is what's next for me. Is a revelation. Before I present or reveal the revival of my spirit, the revival of my vessel, the revival of life is upon me. And as I end this season of this podcast, I prepare anyone who's listening for this new life. We've been doing the monologue thing for a while since I broke away from the Big Homies. The Big Homies podcast was a podcast that was headed, led, directed, edited by someone outside of me, and that creative property was wasted. I feel that the energy of that show was incredibly frustrating for me because it just wasn't real. It was way too curated. It was way too diluted. It was from the perspective of aging fathers and their desire to unimpress their kids, their young people. And the lifelessness of that show presented itself. Like I said, I have no ill will. I have no negative feelings, but my life's journey has taught me many lessons. And one of those things that I think is the most interesting is that when people find themselves in a situation or even a connectedness with me, there's never confrontation. People will try to hide their displeasure. They'll try to keep to themselves. And there's never a communication with me. And I think that that's really interesting because I'm quite receptive and highly intuitive. I wouldn't say that I'm sensitive. I think that nothing instills fear in many more than really connecting with me. So I will take that as a power, a skill, or an ability. And with this power, I see that life is bred when connection is had. I've never had a failure. I've never had a disappointment when connection and communication are readily available. However, I've seen many projects die. I've seen many opportunities fade. I've seen several relationships degrade when fear enters and communication is not had. Very excited for the next season. I think that anyone that's new to the show will feel the life, the vibrancy return. At the end of the day, sometimes the conversations I have with myself are better than any conversation I've had with anyone else.